President Donald J. Trump ripping us a new asshole here on CNN's live presidential town hall. Thank you for watching. Have a good night.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me. Little late this week. It's been Memorial Weekend. It has been absolutely crazy on my end this week. This past week, I just haven't had time to do anything. Come home from work. I have to get ready to DJ a wedding on Friday. I DJ'd the wedding and then went straight to the campground and spent the rest of the week camping through Labor Day. And it was a great time, but that doesn't leave much time to get ready for a show entitled The Paranormal Patriot. So there we are today. It's Tuesday, 2 days late. But this week's show is going to be interesting. I usually do one of these a year, and this year is going to be no different. We are going into... We're going into June, and that's actually a little late, I think, that I do this. But every year I seem to do a show about the strange sounds that we are hearing in the sky. And it's been 5 years running, I believe, now. And you would think within those 5 years, somebody would give a definitive explanation as to what we are hearing in the sky. But nobody can. There's still no explanation, and then there's still theories out there. So what I want to do, and listen, for all you politics, just ease up. We'll get back to it next week. Next week's show was going to be this week's show, but that I didn't have a chance to do a lot of research on and do a lot of studying or a lot of prep on. However, next week's show is going to be a momentous show. And why do I say that? Because next week's show, barring any astronomical, I mean, just mind-blowing revelations, next week's show is going to be my last show revolving around COVID. I have been researching. I have been documenting. I have been scouring the internet, scouring articles about how we were lied to. And I am going to bring it into one ball of lies for you that will leave no doubt whatsoever as to what we had to go through regarding COVID, and it was all a big lie. But you have to wait till next week. This week, as I say, we are going to talk about these sounds in the sky that continue to be heard. Nobody can explain them. The sounds you will hear on this show are not from years ago. They're not from decades ago. They are from 2023. We, again, are 6 months going into the year, and people all across the world are still hearing these unbelievable, unexplained sounds in the sky that nobody can explain. And they keep getting weirder, if that's a word. Is it a word? I don't know. It is on this show. The sounds keep getting stranger. That's a little better. They get more strange, but yet again, they sound the same. You can't have these same sounds in the woods of Scandinavia, in the woods of Canada, over the beautiful blue skies of Texas and Arizona. You can't have these sounds in the mountains of Russia and have them all be the same and expect to have the same explanation as to what they are, unless the explanation is paranormal. And that's, honestly, the definition of paranormal. We don't know what these sounds are. They are beyond normal. scientists have tried to explain them away, tried to just dismiss them as sharpening of blades or snow plows plowing the roads. They're grasping at straws. These are not blades being sharpened. These are not snow plows plowing the road. This is an unexplained phenomenon that is just, for all intents and purposes, recently being documented with no earthly origin. And if it has no earthly origin, what does that mean? We have an extraterrestrial origin, meaning it's either inter or ultra or ulterior or parallel universe, or it's aliens, or it's God. That's where you have to make your decision. But keep in mind, none of these sounds you are going to hear, none of these sounds have an earthly origin that is known to humans. I remember the first time that I heard these sounds. I tend to listen to music, to listen to podcasts with headphones in my ears at night to fall asleep on. I don't even remember what podcast it was, but they were playing these sounds, and it woke me up out of a dead sleep and sent chills down my spine. So if this is the first time you have heard these sounds, it may send chills down your spine also. And as you listen to them, remember, we don't know what they are. So I'm going to ask you to sit back, relax, and open that mind as we get into the strange sounds of the sky in 2023. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Balassus. I'll be right back.
So let's pretend that the past didn't happen to us. It was just an illusion. That we unsaid all those words that we somehow unheard. The truths we weren't ready to hear. Reverse us to the time.
The 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now for 2 days at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal. Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 25th, 2023, the world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 6th Annual Paranormal Convention. While you are there, you will learn about ghosts and all things paranormal. You will learn about Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija boards. You will learn about psychic readings and intuition. You'll learn about witchcraft, tarot, mediums. You will also learn about Michigan lore and its haunted histories. There will be private seances, gallery readings, oddities, all-day speakers, demonstrations, and presentations. There will be prizes and giveaways and so much more. One-day ticket is only $55. If you want to go for 2 days, save some money. It's only $100. Again, the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023.
Two nights of sleep, blown my head, don't know what to do. I know it's true. I don't wanna say it, but you leave me way less than I need you. I know you want a space you can think about us. The silence is killing me and I'm freaking out. Wanna say all the words, I wanna erase your doubts. But I don't know how, no, I don't know how. If I could find a way to tell you that I'm sorry that I left you broken hearted.
Okay. So before we jump into this, let me just kind of give you a backstory on these sounds that you're going to hear. Again, I started doing a show about this, and it seems like every year I do an updated version of it with the latest and greatest sounds that you're hearing in the sky. And these are not harmonious angels singing a chorus of hallelujah. Some of these are downright terrifying. Some of these I don't even know how to describe, but every single person that has heard these noises cannot understand what they are. Because no matter where you are, when you hear these noises, it can be on a cloudy day, it can be on a clear day with no clouds in the sky, it can be in the mountains, it can be in the forest, it can be at your house in the neighborhood. Nobody knows where they're coming from. And it seems to surround you as if it's coming from everywhere. But one thing remains the same. They are all coming from above you. Now, what you're about to hear, none of them are doctored. Every one of them is taken from a cell phone. They are from all corners of the world. There are noises you hear in the mountains. There are noises you hear from the front porch of your house in your neighborhood. There are noises you hear in the big city. They all are coming from above you. I will play these sounds in their entirety and then give you my thoughts. But my thoughts are going to be strictly opinion, because we don't know what these are. So without further ado, I don't know where this one is from, but it's obviously maybe Russia, maybe Ukraine, but it's in the mountains. There's snow. It is a beautiful sunny day. Listen to this. Now, I know what you're thinking, because if I see, I can see the video of what these people are filming. And I'm going to tell you, it is a beautiful snow-covered mountain on a bright, sunny day. There are three people there, and they are astonished. And if you can't see it, I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking, it's a movie trailer. It sounds exactly like a movie trailer. But it's not. It is real. These people are witnessing and hearing this noise in real time as it happens. That clip you just heard almost sounds as if there's like a giant or I don't even know what you'd call it, just somebody moaning in the background. It would send chills down your spine if you were listening to that as it happened. Now, this next clip you are about to hear, I'm going to set the stage for you. It happened on April 23rd, 2023. I wasn't in this country back then. I was enjoying the pool in Mexico, having a drink, but regardless, I didn't hear it, but oh well. It happened in one of the southern states. I don't even know which one. It happened in one of the southern states of the United States. And what you see, or what I see, and what you are about to hear, is you are going to see it's almost dusk or getting close to dusk, and you have a large amount of what looks like storm clouds coming in. Well, listen to what these people heard and listen to their reaction.
Light up now. Crazy. It's like a trumpet. It's like a judgment trumpet.
the videographer is panning the skies because, again, this is being heard above them. And they are hearing this loud trumpet noise. It is indescribable, other than a large trumpet noise. Is this the biblical revelations, one of the trumpets of Revelation sounding off? The next one we're going to hear reminds me of a lot of the trumpet sounds or the strange sounds that I've heard over the years. It's almost like a metallic grinding. It's almost like we're hearing the metallic mechanical monsters from another dimension, I guess would be the way to put it. This is coming from Berlin, Germany. And when I say it's coming from Berlin, Germany, this is a camera pointed to the city square. You can see people. You can see vehicles. There is a ton of activity on the ground. But yet in the sky, there is something that they're hearing. This was in February of 2023. Listen to this. It's almost rhythmic in a way. But what is it? What earthly origin could be producing these sounds that are being generated in the sky? Let's move on. Back in late April of 2023 in Montreal, Quebec, and to set the story, the video, it's a dreary day. There is cloud cover. It looks like it may have been raining at one time and everything is wet. This is in a neighborhood with a bunch of cars going by, with cars parked on the sidewalk. Listen to this. This again reminds me of the sounds that I would hear 3, 4, 5 years ago when I did a show on this. Listen to this. Imagine being on your street and hearing this, seeing birds flying around, seeing people walking, seeing cars drive by, but hearing these eerie noises in the sky. What do? Well, you take your camera out. You take your phone out and you record it. These next two that I'm going to play for you, one is coming from London. The first one is a quick clip from London on March 28th. Of 2023, and then it jumps right into Florida in April 14th of 23. Both of them are at night. Both of them are really cloudy skies. Listen to what you hear on these. Again, both of those, one, the first one you heard was from London, and you could see the flats. You could see it was in the city of London. In the second one in Florida, it was in a neighborhood. What would you do? Now, this last one we're going to play for you is coming from Spanish Fork, Utah. And it happened in January of 2023. It's fairly long. But the reason I'm going to play the full version of it is because the person who is filming this is responding. She is telling you what she is hearing. Now, this is from her backyard. And the yard is full of snow. Again, it is a fairly, it's a partly cloudy day today. Or that day, I should say. Listen to what this woman recorded.
Trumpets of heaven. Keeps going.
Now, obviously, it was pretty windy that day, and there are mountains in the background. So some might say, well, that's just the wind going through the mountain valleys. If that were the case, why would this be something new to whoever's filming it? It's new. It's something they've never heard before. Her and her young daughter are out there saying, it's the trumpets of heaven. They obviously haven't heard these sounds before. So the question remains, if somebody in Utah is hearing these sounds, and if they're coming from heaven, why doesn't the whole world hear them? Well, those who believe in God and those who believe in the divinity of who He is, they might say that is only for their ears. And the same could be said for extraterrestrials. If they have the ability to come to our planet or go through dimensions or universe or another universe, could they not have the ability to just pipe that into you? Let me know what you think. I, again, these things are real. There's no denying that people are hearing these sounds all across the world. And they're growing in frequency. Does it mean the end times are coming? Does it mean that contact is coming? That's for you to decide. And you may decide that the end times, Jesus coming back, and extraterrestrial contact, you may believe that those are one and the same. You'll have to decide. Contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Again, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. And let me know what you think. I am so curious to hear what you, my listeners, have to think about what you are hearing. When we come back, I'm going to play something for you that one of our listeners sent to me that I cannot get out of my head. And it is a prelude to next week's show. So again, sit back, relax, open that mind. You are still listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. Hey, this is Tom Velasquez, host of The Paranormal Patriot. If you have anything you want to talk about, if you have anything you want to promote, all you have to do is get a hold of me. Contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Again, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. If you have a book, an event, anything you want to promote, a paranormal society, a paranormal group you want to contact, a conservative group, let me know at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. I will promote your show, promote your event, promote your group for no charge. It's my gift to you. Again, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Things aren't free in this world except advertising on The Paranormal Patriot. Okay, if you are not a subscriber, if you have not liked the Paranormal Patriot podcast on Facebook page, please do so because you get some interesting information. I posted the pictures of the Gulf Breeze UFO. I received so many emails about them. I don't know what to think about those, Tom. Those look almost too good to be true. And that there lies the problem with the ufology community. Anytime something looks too good to be true, we just dismiss it as it being fake. Well, maybe, just maybe, it's too good to be true because it is true. But this past, it might have been 2 weeks ago, I had one of our listeners, Karen from New Zealand. Karen, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for everything you send to me. She sent me a clip. And I clicked on this thing and was instantly hooked. It is a song about COVID. And this will be a prelude to next week's show. And I will play it on next week's show. So learn the words because there will be a test next week. But I'm looking for this guy. And I'm like, who is this guy? I want to listen to more of his music. And Karen is like, I'm on it. I'm trying to find out. Well, lo and behold, he's on Twitter. And I hope he's listening, and if he hasn't, please let him know, hey, I heard you on The Paranormal Patriot. You're awesome. Go to his page and follow it on Twitter. It's Dr. McHonkonk. And he is basically calling out everything that went wrong in COVID and how we were lied to. But on top of that, what he did is he made an incredible song that I can't stop listening to. Now, for those of you who are in America, You may get a little bit twisted on some of the accents, but for those in New Zealand, Australia, UK, you are right on board with this. So without further ado, this is Dr. McHonkonk, which is one of the best names I've ever heard in my life, singing or rapping or talking, I guess, about COVID and the lies that were perpetuated. We're going to end the show listening to this song. And do not, I'm telling you, do not turn off this podcast right now. Listen to this, because everything Dr. McHonkonk says is true. Thank you, Karen, for sending me this. This is crazy. This is amazing. Literally, I said I'd listen to it 100 times. I probably listened to this thing about 300 times so far. I can't get this song out of my head. Go to Dr. McHonkonk on Twitter. Follow him. Say, hey, I heard you on the Paranormal Patriot. Here it is, Dr. McHonkonk. I don't even know the name of this song, but it's all about COVID. Thank you for joining me this week. Next week, be sure to listen, because I am done with COVID and I'm wrapping it up next week. And I'm going to tell you the truth about the lies that we were told and the toll that it extracted. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. This is Dr. McHonkonk. We'll talk to you next week.
Most of my loved ones now have Stockholm Syndrome, placing faith in those who orchestrated death in the care homes, terrified them, muzzled them, and locked them in their homes, convinced them they were evil just for visiting loved ones. See, I don't give a shit that they broke all of their own rules. The rules were always nonsense, and I broke every one too. Why they felt it safe to break them is of interest to me. They weren't scared because they knew there was no reason to be. They weren't scared, and they were getting all of the science. The science scared you into a state of fearful reliance on those ghoulish daily briefings, Woody, Van, Tam, and Valance, three sadistic pharma henchmen, engineering compliance. They despise our kind.
They always have done, and they always will do. They're more dangerous than any disease. Time to rise, mate. I'd rather die while standing up than live on my knees. Got to walk away now.
See, this is just like any other abusive relationship. It ends when we stand up en masse and just walk away from it. These parasites are living rent free in our heads, the same narcissist degenerates who want all of us dead. So now it's crystal clear that they were taking the piss when they said they conjured up a cure that stopped the transmission, then relentlessly coerced you into taking their poison. Not once, twice, thrice, but fucking four times and counting. But effect on slowing spread wasn't even something they tested, and the total fucking scandal isn't even the best. But they destroyed our friends and families and created a cesspit in which neighbor turned on neighbor and the kids were neglected because of Pfizer's lies.
It's what they've always done or doing and always will do. They're more dangerous than any disease. It's time to rise, mate. I'd rather die while standing up than live on my knees. We've got to walk away now. It's
far too many people these days, science is God. How can so many worship bullshit that's so easily bought? Dreamt up in fancy labs by all these white coat pretenders and then peer-reviewed by phantoms just to push an agenda, huh? Should we even mention science without mentioning Bill Gates, psychotic software nerd who really should have been Jay Bate, buying up the industry with all of his cunt mates while planning our enslavement in a manner they dictate? This won't be for you or me or any of our kids, and the sooner they can set it up, the sooner they'll get rid of anything and everything that's good for the soul in their censored, joyless prison, green dystopian hellhole. Science lies.
Lies, mate. It's what it's always done, is doing, and always will do. It's more dangerous than any disease. Time to rise, eh? I'd rather die while standing up than live on my knees. We've got to walk away now. It's